Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge. That's orient-lodge.com. And you're listening to Fiona? I couldn't hear you. You don't have things like on mute or something like that, do you? Well, let's try that again. Fiona?
It's making a weird beeping noise.
Okay, well, you're on now. So, okay, well, that fixed it. And as Fiona was going to say, said, but you couldn't hear, you're listening to
another episode of Fiona's radio show.
Just about every Sunday evening at 6:30 Eastern United States time, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. It provides some quality father-daughter time and has built up a large library of recordings of the two of us talking together. Sometimes we have special guests call in. Sometimes it's family, friends, or neighbors calling in, or even an unexpected guest. And often it's just the two of us talking together. So, Fiona, do we have any guests lined up for this week?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, I don't have any on my list, so it'll most likely be the two of us talking together. But if somebody happens to be listening and feels compelled to call in, especially about the topics we'll be talking about this evening, you are welcome to call in. I encourage all parents to spend more time talking with their kids, perhaps recording some of the shows for posterity, or doing as we do, sharing them on Blog Talk Radio. So, Fiona, where would you like to start this week?
Well, should we start with what's happening or what's coming up?
Well, let's start with what's been going on.
Well, mostly camp.
Mostly camp, okay. So can you describe the camp you've been going to?
Audubon Arts, which is a theater camp.
Okay. And so how long is the session at Audubon Arts?
There are 2-3 week sessions. And
okay.
Last week, we just finished up our first three-week one. So we'll be starting up our second session tomorrow.
Okay. And so what happens when you start a session or when you end a session?
We put on our play.
Okay. So you put on a play last week?
Yep.
Okay. So tell us about the play.
Well, it was called Dreambusters.
Okay. And what was it about?
Well, our theme this year was dreams.
Okay.
Or sweet dreams. And so we did a take on Ghostbusters, but Dreambusters, and we had Pillow Men, like the Marshmallow Man.
Okay. Okay. And did you have any songs?
We had 4 songs.
Okay. And what can you tell us about the songs?
Most of them were 2 Michael Jackson songs. Because the anniversary of his death was a little while ago, right?
I don't know, but probably.
Yeah, it was recent. So Greg, our vocal director, decided we would do a bunch of Michael Jackson songs, and Tanya wanted to have references to Michael Jackson in our play. So we had a few references to him.
Okay. Okay. And so how many people were in the play?
22, I think.
22. So that's a fairly large size cast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you mentioned something about the songs. Can you tell us what the songs were or what they were about?
These kind of were whatever, like we had our fight song, which was the tune of Fight Song, which Greg actually hates and
is
most of us, which I just thought was really funny because no one in our group and our vocal director actually liked the song.
Okay.
But we sang to it, which is our fight song, and then we had our, like, workout song, our dance battle song.
Okay. And what were those songs based on? Do you know the songs they were?
Oh, there was Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Which I think that was for our opening song. And then Scientist by Coldplay.
Okay.
I actually liked that song.
Right.
And then Fight Song by Rachel Platinum, which is a really popular song right now.
Okay.
And then another, I think it was another Michael Jackson song, but I can't remember which one it was.
Okay, okay. And so generally, what was the plot of the play?
Evil villains were poisoning people's dreams, and the old retired dreambusters had to come back and fix them.
Okay, okay. And was there dancing in it?
Yes, there was lots of dancing.
Okay, so can you say anything more about the choreography?
The choreography was very well done. Maddie is our choreographer, and she did a good job.
Okay. Okay, so what made it a good job?
It was just well done, and went along with the song, so it worked out perfectly.
Okay. 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 So what else can you say about Dreambusters?
It was a really, really funny play.
Okay, okay. And what did you do? What was your role?
I was one of the villains.
Ah, okay. And so when you say you were one of the villains, was there anything specific about, you know, you as a villain as opposed to other villains, or?
I was pure evil, and I could get it done and just
get
in my way.
I see. Okay.
Cough, Olivia's character.
Okay, okay. And so you mentioned Olivia, who's one of your friends from school. And so were there other friends from school in the cast with you?
Ruth and Olivia.
Just Ruth and Olivia, okay.
But
you've gotten to know the other folks from camp well, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so are there any other actors or actresses you want to particularly give a shout-out to?
All my friends, Miranda, Becca, Anna, Rohan, Josh, trying to think of the other people in my group, Caroline.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Ingrid and Abby.
Okay. Okay.
And our CIG, who had just the funniest character.
Okay. So, tell me about the CIT's character.
Richard Simmons.
Oh, okay. And was Richard Simmons a villain, a dreambuster, just a dreamer, or what?
Well, the dreambusters were old and retired, so they needed a Richard Simmons to get them back into shape.
Ah, okay. Okay. Okay, so any other things you want to highlight about the show?
It was the funniest show out of
all the group. Were there, like, costumes for it?
Yeah, we made all our own costumes and everything.
Okay, and how about a set?
We just did our set ourselves.
Okay. Can you describe the costumes or the set at all? Or anything notable about them?
No, there wasn't really anything special about them.
Okay. So, anything else to talk about in terms of Dream Busters?
Not really, but I'm very excited for our play for next session. I wonder what it'll be about.
Okay, so you don't really know anything about what it's going to be about yet?
Nope, because, you know, we haven't started second session, so we never talk about our second play until second session.
And is the second session going to have pretty much the same group as the first session?
Yeah, a few people left, and there are a few new people, but pretty much the same people.
Okay. Okay, so anything more about Audubon Arts then?
It's a good camp.
Yeah.
I could talk about art intensive because in the mornings choose what were our intensives for what we're going to do, our focus. So I did art like I do every year.
Okay, and so when you say art, because theater is a form of art, and so is music.
Painting, and what people generally think of for art.
Okay, so you're thinking of painting, and did that include drawing?
Yeah, we did actually focus on mostly drawing, and I have all my art stuff in the car that I will show you, because we did a lot of stuff with charcoal and pastels.
Oh, okay. And did you do any sculpture?
Well, out of clay, we made ocarinas, which are whistles.
Okay.
And Miguel, our art director, saw us to fire them, and we're going to blow them at lunchtime concert for everybody.
Okay. And how'd your ocarina come out?
It came out very good. I was the first one to get mine to work.
Okay. So, what can you say about your drawings or charcoal sketches or any of that? What have you been doing? What did you do with those?
Well, for the pastels, we went outside and just did I can't remember the technique thing that we were focusing on, but it was just to get like the general shape of everything and not do little details, but kind of like blurry.
Okay, sort of like impressionistic?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you like the impressionist artists?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we can go look at some impressionist paintings at some point soon.
And then we did our charcoals. We did still life charcoals all in black and white, which came out really nice.
Okay, good. And other drawings, sketches, paintings, did you do any painting?
We didn't do any painting, but we did gesture drawing, which is apparently a game thing that artists do, where you have like a really short amount of time to draw someone, and we did it with charcoal, and the whole point is just to get like the basic joints, and we kind of did it based on bone structure. So, like, first we would have a minute, and then we went down to 45 seconds, and 30 seconds, and 15 seconds.
Okay.
And then we would draw our partners who were in the pose, and it was really fun.
Okay. Oh, and for the theater, did you do any improvisation?
Yeah, we did improv with Mara, who was awesome, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay, can you say anything about, like, any improv games you did or anything like that?
We played Bus Stop, which is, like, one of my favorite games in improv.
Okay.
So there are three people sitting at a bus stop, and everyone gets, like, we'll choose one thing, and mostly we stuck to age. So Mara would give us each an age, and no one knows our ages, and then we would have to do a scene with our ages. And, like, the other participants didn't know your age, and then the audience would have to guess our age.
Okay.
Based on how we acted, which was really fun. and we played. We got into like how different doing different things can mean different things, like your different leads. Like some people lead with their chin or their hips or their nose.
Okay.
Which was cool to really explore.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so have we covered Audubon Arts fairly well?
Mostly.
Okay, okay. So we should perhaps talk a little bit about what's coming up then?
Yes, like on Tuesday, me and Mom are going to go see Ant-Man. Because
okay.
Mom scored free tickets to a pre-opening show.
Okay. So what do you know about Ant-Man?
Marvel. Wesley, stop it. Wesley's trying to get to the onion dip, which is not good for dogs.
Right. So it's a Marvel show, and this is a preview that you're getting to see?
No, we're seeing the movie before it comes out. Very
so
exciting.
That's a preview.
It's... But so the IMDb description has it as armed with a super suit with an astonishing ability to shrink in scale but increase in strength, con man Scott Lang must embrace his inner hero and help his mentor, Dr. Hank Pym, plan and pull off a heist that will save the world.
Okay. Okay. And who's in Ant-Man? Are any of your favorite actors or actresses in it?
Sadly, no, but I mean, there are actors that are good, but not my favorite that are in it.
Okay. Okay. Well, anything more about Ant-Man?
It looks very good, and we have to say through the credits, because it has been confirmed that they have a Civil War scene, and I'm very excited because Civil War is going to be so good.
Ah, okay. Okay, so other upcoming things.
The Fringe Festival in New York.
Okay, the Fringe Festival in New York. What can you say about the Fringe Festival?
It's a festival with all different plays.
Okay, do you have any idea how many different plays there are?
Probably like a lot.
Yeah, I want to say it's in the hundreds, I think. And do you remember going to the Fringe Festival other years?
Vaguely.
Okay. You know, I wonder if we talked about the Fringe Festival in one of your early shows. Because
we probably did.
Right, we started doing this show back in, 2007, give or take? And
yeah.
We went to the Fringe Festival in 2010. So there may be some episodes of you talking about the Fringe Festival from 5 years ago. So that's one thing we can see if we can dig up. And so you've started looking at some of the plays that catch your interest?
Yes.
Okay. And so what are some of the plays that are catching your interest?
Well, one is Feelings, because Why Pretend This Show Is About Anything Else. Looks very good. The description they have for it is, things ended with a girl I hoped to marry, so I decided to fall for my male best friend. My search for a safe place to rest my too many emotions held with hand-drawn gifts pretend it's less sad. Which looks very good.
Okay, okay. And do you know anything about the company putting it on?
No, but it was written by Tim Manley, and the director is Peter Aguero.
Okay. Okay. So that's on your list is one that you're interested in. What else is on your list?
1 second, let me pull it up. Where is it? It was that actually, pulling up the wrong page, one of them actually looks really good.
And which one is that?
Hamlet, the hip-hop era.
The what?
Hamlet, the hip-hop era.
Oh, that does sound really interesting.
A new musical that amplifies the world of Shakespeare's Hamlet. Trapped in a castle, under siege, characters dive into a musical madness through soaring hip-hop ballads, weaving the bard's verse with the lyrics of a new age.
Interesting.
That sounds very good.
Okay, now does it say anything about when that's playing?
Oh, that's on fire. That's on Friday.
Friday the 14th?
Oh, but it's got a list of different ones. It's also playing on Tuesday the 18th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th, and Thursday the 27th.
Okay, okay. Well, maybe we can try to fit that one into the schedule, because you're kind of interested in catching some Shakespearean adaptations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely.
Because you had also mentioned that there was a Merchant of Venice play you were interested in.
Yeah, I'm trying to find where they had it listed.
That was, I think you found it under F for El Fresco.
Yeah, here it is. I found it.
Okay.
The Merchant of Venice, or How to Not Live in a Multicultural World, which is Shakespeare's darkest comedy, questions the nature of justice. Four disparate characters, a young reveler, his devoted friend, a sheltered heiress, and an embittered moneylender, all struggle to navigate society poisoned by bigotry and founded on a fractured legal system.
Okay. Okay. But they don't say, when I looked at that, I don't think they listed the dates or times that it's playing, right?
No.
Yeah, so that's, we'll have to see when that's going to play. And there was another play that you have mentioned that you were fairly interested in, too.
It's called God is a Woman.
Okay.
A young man, along with his emotionally destructive family and an angel hell-bent on revenge, commits a series of increasingly violent crimes. Can they shatter the status quo, or are they doomed to be victims of a broken system?
Hmm. So what do you think about seeing something with a bunch of violence?
It's fine.
Okay. So that's another one that sounds interesting to you?
Yeah, sounds okay. Very social justice-y.
Okay, well, we'll have to work on getting the list and the schedule worked out of which plays we can make it to when.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other plays that have caught your attention?
Not yet, but I'm planning on looking through it more.
Okay. And if we could get in touch with any of the companies or producers, directors, writers, or actors, be interested in having them on the show?
That would be very cool.
Okay, well, we can see if we can work that out. There's just, actually at this point, not that many weeks before the Fringe Festival starts. And what else is coming up?
Falcon Ridge.
Falcon Ridge, right. And I've been reviewing there's 24 emerging artists who have been chosen for the Emerging Artist Showcase, which for me is one of the things I really like from Falcon Ridge. So I've been listening to some of them. And again, it might be interesting to see if any of them want to be on the show before Falcon Ridge starts.
That would be really cool.
Right. Now, have you listened to any of the upcoming performers?
Not yet. Or I listened to a little from what you've been playing, but not really.
Right. Not listening closely, sort of paying attention.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so there's some good ones, and I'm going to be putting up hopefully a couple blog posts about that fairly soon. And what else is going on coming up?
Well, have we talked about Misha yet?
You know, I'm not sure we have, but I'm thinking maybe we want to save that for another episode because we've only got a few minutes left.
To talk about the little nugget.
Right. Well, I was also, because you've got reading assignments for school over the summer, right?
Yeah.
And so you've selected one of the books you're reading?
Yeah, well, we have to read a Nutmeg Anomaly, and I've picked two that look fairly interesting from this year's, 2016's nominees, and the one that I'm starting off with reading is Counting by Sevens, which is very interesting.
Okay, okay, so what can you say about Counting by Sevens?
I know it's a kind of girl named Willow who has a mental disorder but is a genius, but her parents are killed and she has to figure out how to deal with it and is banded with a group of unlikely friends.
Okay, okay. And how far are you into it?
Only a few chapters, so
okay.
A lot more.
Right. And you're finding the writing compelling?
Yeah, it's very well done, I think.
Right. So it's now, is it a page-turner, a book you can't put down, or?
No, not really. I mean, I've read books like that, but no, it's not one of those, but it's good.
Okay, okay.
I mean, I've read a lot better. I've read better fan fiction, which is always kind of sad.
Right.
But I've read better things that are written by people my age, younger or slightly older.
Right, right. And how's your writing going?
Good.
Are you writing any fan fiction?
Lots of fan fiction.
I couldn't hear that. Wesley's digging down here. What was that?
Lots of fan fiction. A lot of short imagined, too.
Okay. 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 Well, we're coming up on time to wrap up the show. Are there any other things we should talk about before the end of the show?
Not really, but thanks. Good night. Hopefully listen next week on Pamela's radio show.
Thanks and good night.
Good night.